On February 1st, 2024, the container shipping industry underwent a major alliance restructuring. Hapag-Lloyd left the alliance, leading to the formation of Gemini with Maersk. One of the key focuses is Gemini's ambitious target of achieving a 90% on-time performance. This article explores the new alliance structure and its potential impact on the industry. What is the new alliance structure? The restructuring led to significant changes in major shipping alliances. The Alliance, renamed Premier Alliance after Hapag-Lloyd's departure. Gemini, formed by Maersk and Hapag-Lloyd. MSC, transitioned to independent operations with flexible routing. These shifts are expected to intensify competition within the industry. Gemini's 90% on-time performance goal. Gemini aims to improve its on-time performance from the current 50% range to an ambitious 90%. To achieve this, it has adopted the hub-and-spoke model with key strategies: dedicated feeder vessels for improved connectivity, privately operated terminals for efficient cargo handling, optimized port calls to avoid congestion delays. These measures are designed to enhance schedule reliability and restore service trust. MSC's independent strategy. MSC has chosen to operate independently while maintaining partial collaborations with Premier Alliance and Zayum. Its strategy includes flexible port adjustments to avoid congestion, a vast fleet covering 20% of the global market, direct service routes to minimize transshipment delays. However, MSC's pricing strategy remains less competitive, focusing on premium service. What's next for the shipping industry? With the new alliance structure in place, the industry is set for dynamic changes. The success of Gemini's punctuality efforts and MSC's independent operations will be key factors to watch in the coming months.